Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On September 22, I wrote about the September 21 announcement by the Federal Open Market Committee that the rise in U.S. consumer prices was too low. I suggested that this announcement might be the September surprise that other market observers and myself were anticipating. For several months, there were constant rumors that the financial markets would be clobbered by some unexpected development in September, with the expected result that gold and silver would soar while the value of paper assets like the U.S. dollar plummeted. At the conclusion of the Fed meeting on November 3, they announced the specific action it would take. They announced the specific action it would be taking to inflate the U.S. money supply by $600 billion by the end of June 2011. Actually, this statement understated the inflation of the U.S. money supply, as it did not include another $250 to $300 billion increase from mortgage collections by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that would be used to purchase U.S. Treasury debt. The September 21 announcement by the Fed did not lead to the immediate soaring of precious metals prices. I did not expect the market to react that quickly. In the 7 weeks since that pronouncement, however, there have been three significant developments. On October 26, Bart Chilton, a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, issued a statement alleging that the COMEX silver market had been fraudulently manipulated. He called for prosecution of any violations of the Commodity Exchange Act. On October 27, J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, the two banks suspected of having the largest short positions in the COMEX silver market, were hit with the first of what are now several lawsuits alleging illegal manipulation of the silver market. Finally, on November 3, the Fed revealed the details of its plans to inflate the U.S. money supply, trying to mask the move by referring to it as quantitative easing. So what has happened to gold and silver prices in the last 7 weeks? Gold has gained more than 11%. Silver is up about 40%. Since the beginning of 2010, gold has risen about 30% and silver has soared by 70%. Despite these increases, there are ample reasons to conclude that we are still close to the early stages of the next major boom in precious metal prices. Actually, in one sense, the prices of gold and silver have not changed. What is really happening is that the value of the U.S. dollar has plummeted. You are welcome to review my columns and newsletters posted online for more details on the reasons why gold and silver prices are still nowhere near their peak. If you live near enough to Lansing, you may also want to come to my free public address on current gold and silver profit opportunities that I will deliver at Premier Coins and Collectibles on Saturday, November 13 at 2 p.m. Premier is located in the western Lansing suburb of Delta Township at 7050 West Saginaw Highway. You are welcome to ask questions following my presentation. Right now, almost all physical gold and silver bullion price coins and bars are still available, and at reasonable premiums. But the longer you wait to protect yourself, I fear that you will have to pay a higher price and have fewer choices. If you have not yet taken action, don't delay any longer. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.